What's up? This is Tucker Duffy giving you a nice podcast. Where should I start? I guess we'll start right here. I want to know the people expectations of this upcoming NBA season. After all the trades, all the blockbuster trades, all the free agent signings, what are y'all expectations? Starting with the NBA champions, the Toronto Raptors. Kawhi Leonard left and went to the LA Clippers. Let's start with the Raptors. What are y'all expectations for the Raptors? Who had a nice season last season? This year they lose Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green. Kawhi is with the Clippers and Danny Green is with the Lakers. Let's look at the Raptors roster for this upcoming season. They still have Kyle Lowry. They still have Van Fleet. At four, they're going to have Anunoby, Siakam, Gasol, and then coming off the bench, Ibaka, Powell, and they got two new acquisitions, Hollis Jefferson and Stanley Johnson. Both used to attend the University of Arizona. Now, I like this Raptor squad. I know they lost Leonard. I know they lost Green. One was a hell of a offensive piece and defensive piece. And the other was a nice defensive piece. But see, with this new Raptor squad, I'm taking you back to the 2015 draft. You know, the draft that had Karl Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell, Jahlil Okafor, Kristaps Porzingis, Devin Booker, Miles Turner, Frank Kaminsky. The Raptors have somebody on this squad that they just signed who was in the 2015 draft, who got drafted by the Detroit Pistons and then traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. Then the Milwaukee Bucks traded him to the New Orleans Pelicans. Yes, that player is Stanley Johnson. Just like D'Angelo Russell, he was kind of slow starting with the Lakers, then they traded him to Brooklyn, and then he became a star. What if Stanley Johnson become that this season? What if he just want to step up his game? Because I think he can be a starter in Toronto. I think he could take the small forward spot from Anunoby. What if he just averaged 15 points a game, 5.5 rebounds, 4 assists, and he becomes a star in Toronto? And then Hollis Jefferson, get back to what he was doing when he first got to the Brooklyn Nets. And you know, he averaged 10 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. Do they forget all about Kawhi Leonard afterwards? Do they forget about Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green afterwards? Or do they still wonder about him and, you know, wonder about things, what could have been? Which brings me up to another question. Why would Kawhi Leonard leave the Toronto Raptors? What makes you think he's going to win back-to-back championships? What a label to it, what a catch. He helped the Toronto Raptors win their first championship in organization history. For the organization, first time in history. What makes you think next year or the year after that, he's going to help the Los Angeles Clippers win their first championship in organization history? Just a little quick fact of the day. Do you believe that? That's what it takes? Him and Paul George to team up with the Clippers? I understand the Clippers won 2 games versus the Warriors this past season in the first round. I don't care. I know they're going to team up with Montrezl Harrell, Lou Williams, and Patrick Beverley. Me, I think the Clippers next year is only good for a 6-8 seed. Between 6-8 seed. If he was going to win a champion, if Kawhi Leonard was going to win a championship next season, why wouldn't he stay with the Toronto Raptors? Think about it. Look at the squad. Lowry, Van Fleet, Siakam, Gasol, Ibaka, Powell, and Anunoby. Why would he leave that? It was a very organized team. He could have stayed. Danny Green could have left. And they still could have signed Stanley Johnson and Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. If the East was that weak, they could get past the Milwaukee Bucks again. So just let it soak in. Why would he leave the Toronto Raptors? This is a podcast about expectations of next year. I just wanted to start off with the Raptors. And look at Kawhi Leonard winning percentage in NBA history. He has a .754 winning percentage in front of Magic Johnson, who has a .740, and then in third, Larry Bird with a .736. So if he was going to win a championship with the Clippers next year or the year after, why would he lead to the Toronto Raptors when he can win one next year? What was wrong with him staying with the Toronto Raptors? Because I feel like if he would have stayed, I feel like the Raptors probably would have won the Eastern Conference Championship next year again. Which leads me to the East. What's your expectations for the East next season? Well, I'll give you mine. Well, there's no Kawhi Leonard with the Raptors. But I think the Toronto Raptors still make the playoffs without him. I think the number one team in the East is the Milwaukee Bucks. They now have both of the Lopez brothers. No Malcolm Brogdon. They re-signed Chris Middleton. They re-signed George Hill. They still have that chemistry. I don't even think they need Malcolm Brogdon. It's easy said and done. I think the Milwaukee Bucks is the number one team. I think the number two team next year in the East will be the 76ers, who re-signed Tobias Harris. And they get Al Horford from the Boston Celtics. And they get Josh Richardson from the Miami Heat to go along with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. Just adding on. I think the only problem that I had with the 76ers in this offseason was the draft picks they passed on. They got Matisse Thybulle out of Washington. They probably could have got something better in the first round. They passed on like Gonzaga's Brandon Clark. They passed on Darius Bazley. They passed on North Carolina's Nasir Little and Kentucky's Keldon Johnson. They probably could have did better in the first round. They also passed on Bol Bol in the second round. He was the 44th pick. That's my only problem. And then they could have replaced J.J. Redick with Kyle Guy. They passed on Kyle Guy out of Virginia, who won a national championship with Virginia. That's my only problem with the 76ers, but I think they're the second best team next year in the East. Third, I think it's going to be the Indiana Pacers. They get Malcolm Brogdon. Victor Oladipo will be back. Miles Turner and Sabonis, they'll become better. They just add on. I think the fourth best team in the East next year, if Durant's get healthy, will be the Brooklyn Nets, and they would just add on to what they did without D'Angelo Russell this upcoming season. They had the sixth seed last season. I think they'll add on to that, and they will become that fourth best team in the East. Behind them will be the Boston Celtics. Yeah, they lost Al Horford. They lost Kyrie, but they gained Kemba Walker. the Boston Celtics is still a decent team. I think the sixth best team. Well, the sixth best team. Well, I'll give you 6, 7, 8. The next three teams, I think it's going to be the Pistons, who added Derrick Rose, Markieff Morris, and they get Sekou Doumbouya in the NBA draft to go along with Drummond and Griffin and Reggie Jackson and Luke Kennard. I think the Pistons would be solid. They'll be fighting between a 6-8 seed. Next up after that, I think Orlando Magic. They add Al-Farouq Aminu. They get Al-Farouq Aminu. They was the 7th seed last season. They drafted in the draft Chuma Okeke out of Auburn. Auburn had that nice March Madness run. They did what they did in offseason. They re-signed Nikola Vucevic. They re-signed Vucevic. Terrence Ross. They get Al-Farouq Aminu. A nice defensive player who can score offense. So they just add on to what they already had with Aaron Gordon. They also re-signed Michael Carter Williams. So the Orlando Magic could be a fun team to watch out for. And I think the 8th seed, I think the 8th best team, that would probably go to, I don't know. What do you think? Because it's not that many good teams. Well, we got Charlotte next, Miami, Washington. Well, them three missed the playoffs. I just gave you 7 teams. And all the 7 teams I just named made the playoffs. So I guess I give you one more team. I said Milwaukee, I said Philly, Indiana, Boston, Brooklyn, Detroit, Orlando, that's 7. Well, I guess the 8th best team is the Toronto Raptors. They will be in that fighting for one of the 8 seeds. So the 8 seeds I just gave you, all them 8 teams made the playoffs last season. Which brings me to the West. I think the Warriors dynasty is over. What do you think? Which brings me back to Kawhi Leonard. Remember that first championship the Golden State Warriors won back in 2015? Well, we all know the Spurs had injuries. If it wasn't for the Spurs having injuries, Kawhi and them probably would have cruised to the NBA championship against Cleveland. I think Golden State was lucky back in 2015. Right? This is when they had no Durant. They just had Klay, Draymond, and Steph. And it was injuries lingering. The Spurs had injuries. And then when they went to the finals against the Cavs, remember they had no Kyrie. They had no Kevin Love. It was just the LeBron James show. And they beat LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, which takes me to the next year when they went against the Thunder in the Western Conference Championship. And the Thunder went up 3-1. They was up 3-1. With Westbrook, with Ibaka, with Durant. And the Thunder let the Golden State Warriors win 3 straight games. And then after that, the Warriors go to the finals. And they go against the Cavs. And now the Warriors are up 3-1. And now it's the Cavaliers' turn to win 3 straight. Because people was wondering, wow, how did Durant and Westbrook lose a 3-1 lead? How did they do that? And see, people was talking about Kawhi Leonard and Paul George teaming up. Did you see what Paul George did with Westbrook? Let me show you what he did with Westbrook last year in the playoffs. Let me show you what he did. This was their series. The Thunder lost to the Trailblazers in 5. Blazers took it 4-1. That's what happened. That's what happened. Is Paul George a winner? Is he a winner? I don't think so. We know what he did back in his Indiana days. Which brings me back to the Westbrook. Now they're talking about Westbrook Harden. What's the difference? You knew Westbrook wasn't going to do nothing with Paul George. Because Westbrook didn't do nothing with Durant back in 2012 against the Heat. They lost to the Heat in the finals. They was up 3-1 against the Warriors back in 2016. What was he going to do with Paul George? Nothing. So what is Kawhi Leonard going to do with Paul George? Nothing. I'm expecting nothing from the Clippers. I just don't see him winning his third title. And one of his third titles has a title on it. He just gave this second organization their first title for the second time. After he just gave the Toronto Raptors their first title in organization history. I don't see Paul George and Kawhi Leonard doing nothing with each other. And then Durant joined the Warriors the next year, 2017. He went on and won a title with them. They sweep the Cavs. And then the next year, which was 2018. It was 2018. They sweep the Cavs again. I didn't watch it. I overheard the news in the Sports Illustrated book that they swept the Cavs again and Durant get his second title. And then they signed Boogie Cousins. So people was like, wow, they're finna get their fourth title in 5 years. They have 3 titles in 4 years. One of them was lucky. One of them they lost against LeBron. They was up 3-1 and LeBron and them won 3 straight. They finally got their Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love back. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love was not injured like the first time. Like, whoa, now this is a rivalry. Now the rivalry is 1-1, but then the next year Durant joined. Now the rivalry is 2-1. Now Durant, he's still on the team. Now the rivalry is 3-1. But now LeBron's a Laker. Which brings me to this year. The Lakers, they didn't make the playoffs. With Kyle Kuzma, with Rajon Rondo, you know, Michael Beasley, Lance Stephenson, JaVale McGee, Lonzo Ball, and Brandon Ingram. That squad was terrible from the get-go. I told people they would not make the playoffs this season. But I told people they wouldn't make the playoffs last season, which was this season, not the upcoming season. But I told people they wouldn't make the playoffs because that was a terrible squad. So now the Warriors is back in the finals versus Toronto. But now people is blaming on the injuries. Did we blame their first title on injuries? You know, when the Spurs was injured and they went against them? Or then when they cruised to the finals and it was no Kyrie Irving or Kevin Love? But they sure did blame injury the next season. Huh? They say, hey, remember that Draymond Green suspension? Well, maybe if Draymond Green wasn't suspended, maybe the Warriors take that game in a series. But then Draymond came back and LeBron and them still won. And then they went on and cruise to win game 7 in the championship. But see, that third time the Cavs and Warriors met up, it was no Kyrie. Kyrie was with the Celtics. Why did they trade Kyrie? I don't know. And then the fourth time they met up, it was still no Kyrie. Kyrie was with the Celtics. So why did they trade Kyrie? Why did they trade Kyrie? But I feel like the Warriors dynasty is over. I feel like the Toronto Raptors put the nail in the coffin. I feel like the Toronto Raptors ended the Warriors dynasty. That logo is now going to be ugly. Them jerseys is going to be played out and ugly. The Warriors dynasty is over. because now you have good teams in the West, which brings me back to the West in a minute. The Toronto Raptors ended the Warriors dynasty when they won game one. I know they didn't have Durant. Durant, my butt. Durant, my ass. They still had Boogie. They still had Klay. They still had Draymond. And they still had Steph. In all the games that the Toronto Raptors won in the finals, they won by an average of 10 plus points. And then game two came around. The Raptors would have won game two. We all seen what happened. The Warriors was up two, and Toronto had a couple possessions where they couldn't tie the game or take the lead. And then it came down to that Andre Iguodala shot. He hit the dagger and put him up five. It was 109 to 104. And then game three came, Raptors won. Game four came, Raptors won. Steph Curry, 40-plus something points was not enough. But they blaming it, oh, if they had Durant, Klay. Yeah, maybe if they had Durant, Klay, they probably would have won. But look what the Toronto Raptors had. Look at the Toronto Raptors' big three. It was Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry, and Serge Ibaka. With a supposed to be washed up Mark Gasol, and the most improved player, Pascal Siakam. Siakam came out of nowhere. What, Steph Curry, Draymond, and Boogie Cousins wasn't enough? So now the Raptors are up 3-1. Now it's game five. Warriors win game five by luck. They won by 1 point. The games the Warriors won in the finals, they won by a combined 6 points. Game two by five. And game five by one. And then game six came. Kyle Lowry was lights out. 21 points in the first half. VanVleet, he looked at Steph Curry and said, look, I can do what you do. Came off the bench and I think he scored 22. Kyle Lowry had 28, a combined 60. And Kawhi Leonard was lights out. Siakam was doing his thing. Ibaka was doing his thing. And they went on and won a championship. So, which brings me to the West. The Warriors dynasty is over. Because guess what? You're going to have the Nuggets who add Ricky Bol Bol to the mix. They just add on. And they're going to get better. Don't be surprised they get the number one seed next year. Portland Trail Blazers, they add Ricky Nazir Little out of North Carolina. And they get Hassan Whiteside. Expect Hassan Whiteside to average 16 points a game, 12 rebounds a game, and 3 blocks a game. Hassan Whiteside is going to be trouble in the paint. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Blazers go to the NBA Finals. And then you got Houston. Look, Russell Westbrook, he's better than Chris Paul. It's a better upgrade than Chris Paul. Because Chris Paul did nothing with James Harden in Houston. Just like he did nothing with the LA Clippers with Blake Griffin. And that's what's bringing me to the Clippers. I think, yeah, the Clippers will make the playoff. But I don't think Kawhi Leonard, Paul George is better than Blake Griffin and Chris Paul. It's going to remind you of that Chris Paul, Blake Griffin Clippers team. Which brings me to OKC. You can expect nothing from them. Now you're hearing the rumors about Chris Paul getting a buyout or a trade. That's going to be the next big thing in the NBA. Breaking news, Chris Paul is now with this team. Expect nothing from the Thunder. The Utah Jazz, they just add on. I think they added the best pieces in the offseason. They'll be a top 4 team in the West. And then the Kings, remember they almost made the playoffs. They was 9 games back from the Clippers. But early in the season, they was maintaining that 8 seed. I think Fox and Buddy Hill take a bigger step. And I think they get in the playoffs with a 7-8 seed. So I got the Kings, Clippers, Jazz, Rockets, Trailblazers, Denver. That's 6 teams. Which leads me to 2 more teams. So who's the other 2 teams? It's not Carl Anthony and the T-Wolves. They'll be missing out. It's not Memphis. It's not Zion and the Pelicans. It's not Luka Doncic and Porzingis, even though people will want to see them 2 in the playoffs. They're not making it. It's not the Phoenix Suns. the last two teams is the Lakers. The Lakers will be in the playoffs with AD and Kuzma and Boogie. And the other team, yeah, their dynasty is over, but I think they make the playoffs next season. Some people is hopping off the bandwagon. I think the 18 will be the Golden State Warriors, even though their dynasty is over. I still think they make the playoffs. What do you guys expect next season? I'm just going through a little stuff. I just gave you all my teams in the East and West that's playoff bound next season. What's excite you? Is it the first pick to the Pelicans, Zion? Second pick, Ja Morant, he's with the Grizzlies. RJ Barrett is with the New York Knicks. What excites you? Just naming a few rookies. The draft wasn't that much special. Are you expecting D'Angelo Russell to continue what he was doing with the Nets, with the Warriors? Because now Klay is going to be the small forward. Now you got D'Angelo Russell and Steph Curry in the backcourt. How y'all think that's going to mesh out? The Warriors dynasty is over. Will Ben Simmons finally hit a three-pointer? I did not know that. Last year, he having 17 points per game, 9 rebounds, and 7.5 assists. And this is the 76ers point guard. I think he need to take a step. He have not hit a three-pointer yet in the NBA. I did not know that until I heard Stephen A. Smith. His first year, he got drafted 2016. It was really the 2016-2017 season. But he sat out. And then the next year he came back, won Rookie of the Year. He played 81 games and started 81 games, 33 minutes. He took 11 three-pointers that whole season and did not make none. And then last year, he played 79 games last season, this past season. He took 6 three-pointers, made none. His career, 0-17. What is your expectations this season? Will Ben Simmons hit a three-pointer this season? He's a point guard. He was the first pick back in 2016. He's a former Rookie of the Year. Will he finally hit a three-pointer? And do he finally need to start making? Not making. Well, yeah, making. Do he need to take more three-point shots, attempts? Because he's pushing point. I think he should at least take 3 to 4 attempts per game. He only took 17 attempts in his whole career and made none. Andre Drummond from the Detroit Pistons did better than that. Andre Drummond hit a couple threes last season. And the season before, I think he hit a 3 or 2. I think Shaq can do better than that. As a matter of fact, him and Shaq went to the same college, LSU. Ben Simmons is 0-17. What are your expectations? Who will win Rookie of the Year? Is it Zion Williamson? Is it Ja Morant? Will it be RJ Barrett? What are your expectations? What are your expectations? Who's the next to get traded? Is it Kyle Lowry, Serge Ibaka, Kevin Love, Bradley Beal? Is it Lonzo Ball, Drew Holiday? Because you're having rumors that D'Angelo Russell and Chris Paul is the next to get traded. And they just got to the Warriors and Thunder. Or is it that Gordon Hayward with Boston? He did nothing for Boston. Last year he averaged 11.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 3 assists. Will people be trying to go after Gordon Hayward? What are your expectations for this upcoming season? Will the Los Angeles Lakers win a championship? Who's going to win a championship? Jimmy Butler is now with the Heat. Will the Heat make the playoffs? What are your expectations? All these big threes and dynamic duos. What are your expectations? I just gave you some of mine. I'm Tucker Daffy. And this was The Upload.